Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We will fill you in on the Purple Heart Open. We had a team, Cakes, Valdez, Mike Marr, not Trab. Mike Marr played. And if you went to our Facebook page, Trab was looking at it. People are donks.
Why?
A lot of people thought Trab played. They thought Mike Marr was Trab. No, but they're looking at the picture.
Oh, well,
how are they going to do it?
They thought it was him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Well, you're right. People are stupid.
I mean, so we'll get into that.
Not everybody watches the video feed. Not everybody knows.
They don't even know. One of the photos said, EB is looking jacked.
Which one was that? Valdez?
I guess Valdez.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, I mean, not everybody knows. I'm telling you, I don't want to go back to it, but I'm telling you I was misquoted in the Northern Virginia Magazine article. Definitely quotes that JP said that I didn't say.
A lot of controversy about that article.
Words that come out of my mouth. You know, like light bulb moment. That's not a phrase that I use.
You never would use
that's a JP Flame phrase. A light bulb moment. This is not my phrase.
It's not your thing.
I have plenty of cliches that I rely on.
I think that they mix up because I don't think I say goof. I think that's yours. But
yes,
it got attributed to me or something. Right. Who cares?
I would say goof. Of course, I would say that.
Yeah, but I mean,
whatever.
I'm not a trained journalist.
I'm not sure. I know your buzz.
Cakes notes this about waiters and waitresses.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
who you get upset when they don't write down the order. Like, he sat down in here, and maybe he jotted two things. Like, he talked to us the whole time. Did you see him jot anything down?
Well, he probably had record on something, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't notice
pretty
that.
Pretty sure he recorded on his phone.
I have lines of demarcation, by the way. Like, if it's at a low-rent spot, and you're not jotting down the order, I have a lot of questions. If it's a high-end spot, and the person is taking the order and then recites it back from memory, I'm like, okay, this person knows what they're doing.
Right.
Like, I can trust this person.
I always think that's crazy when servers can do that. Especially if you have a table of, say, six people.
Because I'm a scatterbrain, when I used to wait tables, I had to write every single thing down.
Yeah.
Like if you said prime rib, medium rare, I'm writing down prime rib, MR, baked potato, side. Like I'm writing everything down.
You know what the people do is they just have a memory for it. They're professional, have been doing it for years. They get to their register or whatever where they have to put it in, and they just look at the table. And they look at you, and they remember what you ordered. Well, then they look at Jason.
That's an amazing skill because I can't. And then they look at
JP.
Skill.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
And that's how they remember.
I just want to be able to remember what my suits of my cards are when I look at them and when I peel them and then I put them back down. I just want to be like, all right, King 10 off suit. I need to remember that.
Right.
That's all I need to remember
at this
point.
I'm with you.
Without looking at my cards again.
Right.
So Fox Sports has a ranking of the supporting casts surrounding quarterbacks in the NFL. Patriots were dead last.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's even with Stephon Diggs. Right.
So this is not this is not including the quarterback. This is just supporting cast.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Well, that makes sense for the Patriots. I mean, can you name another skill player besides like Hunter Henry at tight end outside of Stephon Diggs?
Was it Polk last year?
Jalen Polk. I think some dude named Baker was drafted there. Booty, I think, showed some signs late in the season. But yeah, it's not a great cast in New England.
I'm surprised.
But they drafted Trevion.
Right, Trevion Henderson gets added to the backfield.
But again, he's a rookie, so you don't know what impact he's going to have.
I'm surprised they have the Giants at 31. They basically say they've got Malik Nabers, and that's it.
Right.
Got Darius Slayton.
They re-signed him. The kid from Tennessee, Jalen Hyatt, hasn't done much since
Andrew
he's been
Thomas
drafted there.
At offensive line. This so this includes
where do they get to my boys?
The offensive line. Well, this is the surprising thing. You would think that the Commanders might be a little higher.
Where are they? Come on.
What's your guess?
Well, now that you screwed it all up because you've...
Yeah, I've led the witness.
You've led the witness. So I'll say middle of the pack.
That's exactly where they have them at 16.
Well, because I agree with that because I don't think other than Terry and Jaden, unless I'm missing anybody, off the top of my brain, none of them particularly special.
Noah Brown resigns. Well, yeah. McCaffrey in year two.
But they got Debo.
They got Debo.
Yeah. Debo's the star they're adding him. But
now what they're
I think their elite is Jaden and Terry.
But what they're questioning, but they're not including
Jaden. Right. Yeah.
But what they're questioning is Debo's health.
His
durability.
Fair.
And they're saying Tunsil didn't have the greatest year last year.
I mean, that's all fair.
And the running back room is nothing special.
Yeah, I don't think on paper, outside again of Terry and Jaden, I know they're not including Jaden in this, but outside of those two, I know it's a ragtag bunch. I don't think they're maximizing their abilities.
I don't think 16 is an unfair ranking for that for the entire unit outside of Jaden.
No, I do think it works well because Jaden stirs the drink.
Yeah,
makes it work. And Cliff, you got to give him credit. Cliff makes it work. But yeah, I wouldn't argue on paper that we have like a top three talent supporting Jaden.
Yeah, they're right here. They're right here. Maybe you'd expect to see Washington a little higher after it made two big additions in March. Laremy Tunsil and Debo Samuel should give the Commanders a higher ceiling than last year. But I'd like to see what it looks like. Tunsil's 2024 season wasn't quite up to his lofty standard on a terrible Texans offensive line. And Samuel comes with durability issues. I'd have liked to see Washington add some help at receiver and running back early in the draft, though I did love the addition of Josh Connerly Jr. Clearly, this isn't a bad group for offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury to work with. As the Commanders reached the conference championship last season, I'm just not sure if this is one of the league's better QB support systems yet.
Here's what you need. All right. You need Jaden to elevate guys like McCaffrey and Sinnott in year two. Noah Brown's got to stay healthy, catch 35 or 40 balls and chip in. Like, he's going to make all those guys better.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a classic situation of the quarterback kid. Just surround him with guys that are breathing, that can run the routes. I mean, they'll scheme them open.
Didn't Oz have like 40 plus catches and De'Ami Brown had 30?
Yeah.
Like, I think those other guys can go into that void and produce similar numbers.
This offense will be more prolific than last year's. Anybody want to argue?
Should be.
And it was super prolific last year.
Did it finish seventh?
I don't know. In points, I thought it was much higher than seventh.
I mean, they averaged like 28 points per game last year.
Maybe seventh is correct, but it was close to 30 points a game.
Well, yeah. Are you ranking based on yards or points?
I would do it based on points. I think this team will be even more prolific than last year.
I fully expect them to score between 28 and 30 points per game.
Last year, points, they were fifth.
Right.
Yeah. Like 28.3, that number is kind of, is it around there?
Because
yards, they were seventh.
Tunsil may be coming off a year not up to his particular standard. Still way better than what we had.
Yes.
And
you'd rather have Tunsil at left tackle than Brandon Coleman.
But I don't think they're going to average more points this year. I don't think they're going to average more than 28.5. That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
That's a ton of points.
It's a lot of points.
Especially since their schedule is tougher. So I would go under on the points, and we'll see about the yards.
I just think because we added talent. And I think that Debo is just a bonus. Like, I don't think we have to have Debo. I think Debo is just kind of one of those things that kind of fell in your lap.
I'll take the over, by the way, if you want to bet it. Season-long bet, $10, over 28.5 PPGs.
I hate to be on Cakes Aside.
Hey, I win bets sometimes.
All right. I'm going to be on Cakes Aside.
What is it again?
You want mine action?
Sure.
Over 28 and a half PPGs.
All right, $10.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, $20 bet.
What about this?
You know my Venmo so felt it. I'm not sure I even have $20 in it right now.
Well, just get your Venmo attached to your bank account.
I take cash.
There's not much in there anymore either. Well,
yeah. Attached to a credit card.
That one's taking quite a beating.
Yeah, I hear you.
Last year, Jaden Daniels led the team in rushing.
891.
Yes. Brian Robinson had 799. Will Jaden Daniels lead the team in rushing again?
Ooh, probably. Rushing
how many yardage? Did Robinson Ooh. Have?
799. He probably. Played 14 games. Remember, he missed a few.
That's a tough bet. I don't think B-Rob's going to lead the team in rushing.
Who's going to lead it? If it's not B-Rob.
Then it would make sense.
I guess it would be Jaden.
That's the smarter bet.
Eckler played in 12. He finished with 367.
Yeah.
I lost that bet to you.
I'm going
to
say B-Rob.
I thought Eckler was going to lead him.
I'm going to say B-Rob. He's going to get
more
carries.
Well, who else would it be if it's not B-Rob?
And he's going to have an improved offensive line. He's going to be more productive. I'm going to say B-Rob.
Unless the rookie, Krosky Merritt, apparently, you know, Robinson gets injured and then Krosky Merritt comes in and
if Robinson gets injured, I'm going to lose it. I'll take an injury caveat bet. B-Rob, if he plays 14 or more games, he will lead the team in rushing.
Better offensive line. I mean, I felt like he really started off the season.
He started off pretty good.
Pretty strong. I mean, against the Giants week two, he ran for 133 yards. Against Arizona week four, had 101 yards.
I just watched games where I didn't see holes. Now, maybe he's blind and he didn't see, but he was just running into a brick wall. And we were all saying, oh, he sucks. I didn't see a ton of holes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somehow Jaden Daniels found holes.
Whoa.
JD5
That's
found
different.
Holes.
That's different when you're just like, you know, all hell breaks loose and you just take
let's
off.
Let's be honest, too. He's a better runner and a way better athlete than Brian Robinson Jr.
Of course. But I think it's different. A quarterback has an advantage there. He can pick and choose when he takes off. Brian Robinson can't pick and choose. It's first and goal or first and 10. They're going to give it to him, and the whole world knows it.
Mm-hmm.
His last several games, I mean, the leading rusher the last 4 weeks of the season was a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You look at the last 4 weeks of the regular season, 21 carries, which is a lot, against New Orleans for 65 yards. He averaged 3.1 yards per carry.
No holes.
Then against Philly, 10 carries for 24 yards. 2.4. Then against Atlanta, 13 for 60. So that was a decent game. Just didn't get a ton of carries. Against Dallas, kind of a weird game. Like, they were resting some guys. I mean, Jaden didn't play the second half. 5 for 10. Mm-hmm. Playoffs, though, 10 for 16 against Tampa. Total dud. Detroit was, I mean, their offense was just on fire against Detroit. 15 for 77. Then against Philly, 11 for 36. Mm-hmm. They need more from Brian Robinson.
Unless you're like Saquon or Barry Sanders or somebody like that, running backs need holes. I'm sorry. He's not special, but if there are holes, he could take advantage of it, in my opinion.
I think they got the Falcons.
What if he's missing them? What if he's going too fast to him or going too slow to him?
It's possible, but I don't think that's
I think
case.
They got the Falcons way too high. 9?
For supporting cast.
They love Drake London and Kyle Pitts.
They like Pitts.
Well, they like Bijan. The running back.
They like Bijan. Yeah. Okay. All right. They like Bijan. I get it.
And maybe they've got a great offensive line.
You know what? You sleep on Darnell Mooney. He had a pretty good year last year. He's not bad.
Yeah, but I like Debo and McLaurin better than London and Mooney.
Ooh, that might be close.
And maybe.
I think that's close to a toss-up.
But throw Pitts in there.
Yeah, but Pitts, disappoints. He's been an underachiever, big time.
Yeah, he's been a big talent tease since he's been in the league. Well, didn't he have over 1,000 yards as a rookie? He's kind of fallen off since.
He's fallen off, yeah. I don't know. It's just my opinion that that's too high. I don't think they're top 10.
Yeah, but they like Bijan and Algier.
They like Bijan.
Good running backs.
Yep. They like Bijan.
Both those running backs are better than what we have here.
True. I just think that top 10 is too high.
We only have one more year of beating up on B-Rob because his deal is up at the end of 2025. And there's this much chance he gets re-signed here.
What if he balls out?
Zero.
What if he balls out?
Yeah. Hold on. So
zero.
What's interesting about that is you're precluding the idea that he could have a good season.
My opinion on Brian Robinson is there's so many B-Rob juniors out there to
what
find
if he rushes
and
for
pluck
1,100
in the middle
yards.
Of late rounds.
What if Laremy Tunsil and moving around the offensive line guys And, you know, Cliff, you know, schemes up some things, and he rushes for 1,100 yards, plays 17 games. That's not an incredible season, but it's
my argument palatable. Would be, I'm not going to pay Brian Robinson $4.5 or $5 million a year when I can find the next B-Rob in the draft and pay that guy $900K a year.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
$900K a year? You're finding somebody in the draft, so you're talking about like a seventh rounder.
Like a fourth or fifth rounder. I find B-Rob level replacement.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's really not. I mean, those guys are everywhere.
No, you're
much
right.
Like kickers, everywhere.
Mm. Yeah, but
they're plentiful.
Yeah, but a lot of them suck.
Yeah, you're acting like B-Rob's a pro bowler.
No.
Well, what if, I don't well, what think if I'm he, acting like he's a pro bowler.
What if he becomes a pro bowler?
B-Rob's going to be a pro bowler.
You have a better offensive line. I know it's a foreign concept, but players do improve and can get better.
I understand.
From year to year.
I understand that concept. I'm just telling you, this is if you're a big B-Rob stan, this is your last year of rooting for him on the Commanders, in my opinion. He wasn't drafted by Peters. He wasn't drafted by this regime. He's going to be out of here next season.
Might be.
I think that you're more likely to be correct than incorrect, but I think you're ruling out the possibility of him balling out and then bringing him back. I don't think they necessarily thought they were going to bring Zach Ertz back.
I'm pretty much ruling that out.
He's ruling out balling out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's not really in his profile to do that.
I mean, you don't really think he's going to ball out. He's probably going to put up similar numbers.
I think it could be better numbers because of improved offensive line, just improved overall. Maybe.
But, I mean, he's kind of just a grinder. He's not. He's a grinder. I don't see him balling out and putting up 1,500 yards.
No. I said 1,100. I think which would be pedestrian maybe for some other guys. But I think... What, he have 800 last year? He's hovered around 900 a couple times.
He's been 797, 733, 799.
Yes, right. So he's never even cracked 800.
Okay.
His yards per carry.
11, I don't think is a stretch.
Yards per carry, I think, pretty respectable at 4.3 last year.
Right. So you're telling me that at 4.3, how many carries do you need at 4.3 yards per carry to get to 1,100 yards?
Well, you got to stay healthy for an entire season. That's hard. That's hard to do.
I agree.
Especially for RBs.
And I'm not saying that he will. I just think that Cakes is just ruling out the idea that he could be someone they might want to bring
back.
Now,
look, if he had played 17 games last year, okay, he's probably close to that 1,100, but that's hard to do.
Yeah. What, do you have a nagging hamstring? And a lot of times when guys have hamstrings, they can really...
Oh, yeah, an ankle injury, but I could give him
250 carries, he'd be right around 1,100 yards.
Right. I don't think that that's an implausible number.
And over 17 games, that's 14 carries a game. 14 to 15 carries a game.
I think it's...
You give him 15 carries a game at 4.3, you'll be right around 1,100.
What if he averages 4.5 with a better offensive line?
I think it's possible. I'm on your side.
Yeah.
You gotta convince that guy.
I know, Cakes is just... Cakes hates running backs, hates kickers.
Incorrect. Valdez, all I want is my flowers, a big bouquet of flowers at this time next year when B-Rob's not on the roster. That's all.
Why do you deserve the flowers? Because most of us
agree
with you.
But we're just saying the likelihood. Yeah.
Like, there's a nuance. He's going to rush for 1,100 yards. He's going to be a borderline pro
bowler.
I'm
not saying he will. I'm saying he's capable.
He's going to get more carries than he's ever gotten in his career. Running back room has never been more crowded.
You think he's incapable?
I think he's just okay. I don't think he's incapable. Like, if you want 4 yards and not a lot of burst, B-Rob's your guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was incapable of calling us on the regular last year.
Well, it's because he fumbled twice in the
Philly
game.
That's what he's definitely incapable of.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we're going to fill you in on what went down at the Purple Heart Open, including a brewing feud.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ooh. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in an hour, John Schaumbe, one of the best ESPN baseball analysts, Chicago Cubs play-by-play guy. He'll join us to talk a little baseball. Mike Rizzo will join us coming up at 9. But yesterday, four of us were out at the Purple Heart Open.
Mm-hmm.
Purple Heart, great cause, great client of the station. And
they're
for
awesome.
Years... in different variations, we've played in this Purple Heart Open. It's been a few years for me, just based on schedule. But great time for a great cause. And I teased a budding rivalry. But I think that we played well. Our group, led by Valdez, hitting bombs.
Yeah.
But everybody contributed.
Right.
A lot of people joning on Cakes' putt, but I know he drained at least one.
I drained one.
Cakes had a
pretty long one, 20-footer or something.
Yeah, 20-foot uphill, right to left,
great
birdie
read,
putt.
Great read by
Valdez. Did you guys put that on social media? I think I might
I don't know
have
if we got
it.
Video. I don't know if we got video
that
of that one.
Oh, that missed. One might
cutting room. Eventually
few
stopped
highlights.
Filming Cakes.
Yeah, one of my very few highlights.
You gave up on him?
Well, nah, what are you going to do? These things happen sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, when you guys were driving to 1757, you obviously took the toll road.
We did.
You took the toll road to 28.
Yeah.
When I was driving home yesterday, in the middle, I saw about a half mile up, I saw a car swerve.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle of the road was a ladder.
Oh, I definitely passed that too.
Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
Definitely.
It was a ladder. And it wasn't a small ladder. It was one of those big workers'
big
ladders.
It was already like broken up into pieces.
And the years past, I'd mocked like, oh, what a big deal. You run over a ladder in the road.
This thing was a big-ass ladder.
Pommel your car.
And I saw a car hit it, and I'm surprised that it didn't blow a tire. Yeah. But the ladder was probably, I don't know, 15 feet long. It covered two lanes.
Luckily, I had my Waze on. It's like object in road. It didn't say big ass ladder in the road, but like it's not that specific. But yeah, I passed it too. It was a little scary.
So it was still right in the middle of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say this about our group. We didn't win the tournament, but Mike Marr, one of the first things he said to me this morning is he goes, I won my battle against the sun. We were very sunblocked up.
Yeah.
I think he'd be proud of us because you had your skin cancer removed this week.
Yeah.
That was definitely
I told him
front
at least,
center.
At least once or twice during the round, I was like, you might need a little more on your legs here and there.
Reapplying.
Just friendly reminder.
Right.
And he's good. He got through it.
And shout out Valdez for the bug spray. That came in clutch.
Oh,
and
I bet you there were. Yeah.
You know, the Zimmermans.
It was like one or two holes where they were really buggy, but otherwise it was fine.
I'd say this about Mike Marr. The energy never leaves.
Oh, yeah. He's high energy.
He was getting after it. Met his mom. Very nice lady. She works at 1757. Met her afterwards. Mary Ellen. Mm-hmm. Very nice to meet Mary Ellen. Mike's first nine holes, and he would admit this, were much better than his last nine holes.
Let's just say,
was he under the under
influence? I don't know if it was because of the Zins or whatever.
First of all, let's set this up. Mike Marr, he had an extra large surf side that somehow was in his golf bag.
Right.
Okay, so he started with that.
Right.
And then the Miller Lite bottles were flowing.
Yeah.
He was having a good time. I think his play deteriorated. It dovetailed with the alcohol consumption. But, I don't think there's any disputing that.
Well, of course. It's Mike's like a horse. He's an energy horse. You got to keep feeding the horse.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
have
got to keep the energy up.
I have to say, when I first saw, because I've seen all you guys, I've played golf with all you guys, but I haven't played golf with Marr. And I know Marr's basically a beginner at golf.
Right, he said he's never kept score after like the 10th or 11th hole.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically a beginner. And I know he just ordered a club online, like just randomly just ordered something. And I was like, oh, I want to see. I thought his swing was decent for a guy that's never really played.
Yeah, it's so funny though. There was a hole in one hole
towards
the end. And it was one of these deals where you win a car, you get the hole in one, right?
Yeah.
And so Mike Marr's all hyped up.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting this car, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He's like, I'm not looking to downgrade my car. And I said,
I bet you $20 you don't get it over. There was like just some bushes or whatever.
Some gunch
like 50 yards up, and he didn't get it in the air.
I mean, he put unnecessary
pressure.
Why would
you put the hats on your whole guy?
I mean, come on, just
have a little fun.
Right.
I think
if
every round of golf was just nine holes, I might win the Masters.
You're
through
the guy.
Through nine? But yeah, and then there's a big drop.
Not only
did
Mike Marr bring energy, he also brought the smokes out on the course.
Oh, he did.
And at first, like, he lit up a Marlboro light.
Did it tempt you?
He lit up a Marlboro light.
More
I want to say
tempted.
Three or four holes in, and
he's definitely smoking by himself.
And at first, I was like, "I'll pass. I haven't smoked a cigarette in a decade." And then, you know, Mike Marr's like, "He's like, I'm gonna have another one." I was like, "I'll join you. I'll break my cigarette fast."
Really?
And I had one, and you know what? It was pretty satisfying.
Oh my god!
Now, I'm not gonna say that I'm gonna start smoking all of a sudden.
What does that do for you?
I think it just gives you a little nicotine. Yeah,
here's nice little buzz.
Here's the combo. Golf. It's a triple combo.
Yeah.
Golf. Heater. Ice cold Miller Lite to wash it down. To like wash down the taste of it.
Right.
Because I don't love the taste of it, but just bringing it in and then chugging like a little bit of Miller Lite afterwards.
It's a nice little buzz. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good combo.
When's the last time you had a cig? 10 years?
Like maybe more. Wow. It's been a while.
I didn't partake. I felt like I was...
I had one. Almost had two.
Valdez had one. Like they had a bonding moment, the three of them. They touched cigarettes together.
Yeah,
it was just a little creepy.
Just guys hanging out smoking cigs.
I love that. Hey, will you get back in? And dabble every once in a while.
Get back into smoking.
You
cigs?
Want him? You want to encourage him? Yeah, a social smoker. Why do you want that? Because I want cigarettes to come back. I'm a big fan of them.
Huh? I feel like this.
Did you smoke any?
The seal.
Oh, you weren't there. That's right.
The seal has been broken. So, but, I mean, as a once-off, maybe here and
no,
there.
Stars,
sure.
Stars have to align for kids.
Right. It has to be like the. Yeah. It was yesterday. Was the right scenario to have one.
Of course,
it's fine.
Yeah, I can picture cakes like if. You know, you're kicking around an idea. Let's say we're in Dewey Beach or something.
Right.
And we got after it.
I mean, if I
and it's
Dewey.
Like, you know, 1 a.m. and we're getting slices of za and drinking. I could see cakes having one then.
Wasn't it years ago that Jared Allen, who used to play for the Vikings pass rush specials, like he would go hunting and he would have like one cigarette and then he'd go out and hunt. Like it was kind of his thing. So maybe that's my thing.
I'm just surprised.
One cigarette.
I mean, you're surprised never, you had one.
You're just you're never on the you're never on the course. So.
Yeah, you know what? I smoked that thing down at a filter. I smoked it like Rom used to smoke cigarettes.
Jason, do you know what we shot?
No idea.
I think I know because Marr set the over under at 8.5 birdies. Right? Did you guys finish at 9 under?
There's 9 under.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I think that's our Purple Heart record for the show.
What's the worst you guys have done? Haven't you guys been like 2 under?
I think before? Yeah, we've had like a 2 under before.
Right.
that's not great.
Which is hard to. Yeah. That's a really low number.
But nice spot, 1757. Got to meet Mars' mom. Got some good food afterwards. But everything's on social media.
Right.
So a lot of people saw a lot of videos that Mar put up, did a great job on our Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram if you haven't, Sports Junkies Radio.
A lot of boozing, a lot of filming.
There's also just the group picture. That's it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks.
Right.
And I'm not exactly sure where the comment was. Maybe it was even on Twitter. Toby Altheiser is going after Valdez.
Why?
What's wrong with
There's
Toby?
There's a budding feud.
I don't know what got into Toby.
Yeah.
Like,
why is he attacking you?
Our listeners, I expect them to just be ruthless. And yeah. It comes with the territory.
Right.
Like, they're jerks. Or sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, like, Toby, me, we're all on the same team, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So why is he chirping my putting? I don't understand what
he was chirping your putting.
Yeah, he's chirping my putting.
He's chirping Toby, does he have an athletic bone in his body? I mean,
dude, he doesn't look like it.
But that 5'2" hobbit should not be chirping my putting.
It's a putt you made.
I play golf with a lot of people. Valdez is an excellent putter. An excellent putter.
He's a good putter, and he's good at reading the greens too.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's like he wants to jump on the pile.
Is an AD grab?
I don't know.
Is he a socially awkward person?
He's a nice guy. I've never been nicer to Toby ever, and I consider myself, especially at this golf or at this radio station, the golf ambassador. I've never been more positive towards people who are trying to play.
Right.
I never joan on anyone's game around here. I joan on my putting, but it's deserved. I know. Well, you do it. You do it too.
Yeah,
but he's a big time positive reinforcer. I can't tell you how many times Cakes would take a practice swing and he'd go, "It's a great swing, Cakes."
and then I would hit the ball. And I would chunk it into the water.
Golf is a hard sport. Yeah. So and especially people that
it's such a hard sport
that are trying to get better and are picking it up or you know just play recreationally. Like I do is be positive and encourage them.
Yeah.
But that roly poly chirping my putting out of nowhere.
What did he say?
Here's a tweet. So it was a video of Valdez sinking a putt, looked like a 5 footer or so, and Toby, who has a Bible verse in his Twitter bio, all right, supposedly a nice guy.
A man of God,
says, "What's the point of a putting mat in the producer studio if that's what Valdez's putting stroke looks like? LOL, crying, laughing emoji."
So, all right, so I think he's trying to be funny, obviously, right? But I don't understand. Can I see the video in question?
Here you go.
Yeah. Let me see the video.
But question. I also, I think Toby...
It was a 3'11" putt because it was on whatever the closest to pin. Yeah. So we actually had measured it because we actually were fairly close to the pin. At that time, I guess we were the leader of the clubhouse. I guess 3'11" didn't win.
I mean, he only just perfectly.
It's right in the middle.
Executed, yeah, a little right to left.
I think it's because he didn't hold the putt.
I don't know.
You know how like you're supposed to theoretically hold your putter. Hold the finish.
But Eric, he doubled down. He's replying to comments of his comment.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he's doing. We talk golf all the time too.
He probably just wants a reaction from you.
Well, like, he's getting one.
That's exactly what he's
doing. Did you challenge him?
Yes, I challenged him.
I said $100 a hole.
I said we'll go out to Hidden Creek and we'll play $100 a hole, Toby.
You can take him to the cleaners.
Does he even play?
I think he does.
Oh. What if he's down low? Seriously,
he could. I mean, I have no idea.
What if he's down low? He's scratch.
He could be. But here's what I don't do. I don't initiate and judge a book by its cover.
Right.
And I would always be encouraging to Toby. If he asked me to go play golf with him, like some weekend, you say, "Hey, Matt, I want to go play with you out at Hidden Creek." I would try and find time in my day to do it.
Right.
But he's being a jerk.
You're bitter.
I am bitter. Because I like golf.
You got
to never, and I would never do this to a friend.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I always hate it when people like that we work with troll us on air and on Twitter and social media. It always makes me crazy.
Well, I put my foot down.
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty shouldn't say that.
Oh, man, it's going to be awkward in here. It's gonna be
I'm about to call him.
Oh, you are?
I never see Toby. So, I mean, the only time I
see him all the time. I've never been nicer to him.
Yeah, and I've only been nice to him. Is he a known antagonist? Is he, you know?
I don't think so.
Like, listen, God bless
him. Character.
I like Linnell, but Linnell sometimes antagonizes people. Yeah. Like, that's kind of like his shtick.
This would
I guess.
Be a Jeff Walker tweet. Jeff Walker likes to annoy people.
But at least you know Jeff.
Yeah.
He's like a goofy guy.
Yeah.
This does seem out of character for Toby. I mean, I've met Toby a handful of times. He's always seemed nice, like cordial with him.
Right.
What do you know think? Well, what is the psychology behind it?
I think he just wanted a reaction. He wanted us to talk about it.
I think he did it in the spirit of fun, but didn't realize the reaction it would elicit.
Right.
Maybe
he doesn't know Matt well enough.
I don't know.
All right, we're going to try and track down Toby, but there is a budding feud here at 106.7 The Fan, all based on a video of Valdez's putt,
but
which he actually drained.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the cup. Now, it's almost a gimme, but still.
That's a break to it.
Yeah.
That's a break to it. A lot of guys have missed that.
He's grilling Valdez's.
A lot of guys have missed that.
I would miss it.
I probably miss that 50% of the time.
I would miss it 80% of the time.
That I'm not breaking it. I wouldn't bet on myself.
Yeah. So we're going to try and track down Toby and find more of it. Talking about our Purple Heart Open next here on the Jungle.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, apparently Toby Altheiser's on vacation.
Can't get in touch with him.
We're going to try and track him down because
Is it possible?
Valdez didn't take it kindly. The comment might have been innocent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he was trying to start a feud, but Valdez got bitter because, as he said, he's a golf ambassador. He's not out there taking shots.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect it from Toby.
Toby didn't realize he was.
I would expect Toby to be in my corner.
Toby stepped into the Thunderdome and he didn't know it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't realize what he was in for with the comment.
Yeah.
And it just made me laugh.
Well, certain things,
as soon as I saw Valdez challenge him $100 a hole, I was like, oh, he's ricked him.
Yeah. Right? He didn't respond to that. No one answered.
Yeah, he said that's out of his
range.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, if you're good, you wouldn't expect to lose.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You'd gladly take it if you're confident in your abilities.
So you're Hank Haney over there.
We'll see if we can track down.
Has he ever talked to you about his game?
That's what I'm wondering.
His personal game or just golf in general?
No, his game. Is he an avid golfer?
I've seen him putt, and I mean, it looks like he knows what he's doing.
But does he tell you how often he plays? Does he have an index? I mean, does he talk to you about his game?
I don't know. Okay. You know what? I should look him up on the Gin app.
Yeah, look him up.
Yeah, go see if you find any details.
Yeah, hopefully you're not stepping in something.
Well, I would immediately backtrack.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so we'll try and track down Toby. With the New York Knicks firing their head coach, Tom Thibodeau, it brings to mind the Washington Wizards. Is Brian Keefe the right guy for the gig?
I think for the current way the Wizards are set up,
yes,
he might be the right guy. Because are you going to pay Thibodeau 10 plus? I don't know what he's making, but you're going to have to pay him a lot of money, or Malone or any of these other high-profile guys that are just out there. Are they going to want to come here for, I don't know, two, maybe three more seasons of losing until the Wizards get to where they want to be? Like, I think Thibodeau and those guys are more established, where they would look at this and say, I feel like I could find a better opportunity. Like, there would be other teams in the hunt for them.
Right.
Not just the Wizards. Like, they're going to be hot commodities.
Why would Ted want to pay a big-name coach a bunch of money when his talent is limited, right, and like, he's probably going to finish in the bottom three or four in the league.
Two or three years from now, you want to pay that guy once you've got all the pieces to your roster you've assembled.
Keith was brought in here to develop the players, especially the young players, teach them the right way to play, etc. Tibbs is a guy, win now guy. Right. You ain't bringing him in for another 2-3 years. First of all, he wouldn't even take this gig.
Tibbs is like 67.
He's not going to come in and deal with another 2-3 years of sitting there and praying that you get a top three pick every year. There is no way. He ain't a candidate. Now, if they were playoff ready, Tibbs is your guy.
Yeah.
I think. Guy's a beast.
Oh, absolutely. But if he's got no talent, I mean, he ain't going to win.
He doesn't want anything to
do with
it.
Even if he was here, he's not going to win with this roster.
Yeah. He don't want anything to do with this job.
I think whoever the hot coaching candidate is in the 27-28 season, that's who Will Dawkins in the front office, that's who they should be trying to get on their radar.
Right.
I just don't think Thibodeau is going to would take an offer from the Wizards.
No way.
Seriously.
No way.
Unless Ted blew him away with an offer. He just loves Thibodeau, has to have him, and then just destroys the coaching market with an offer.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense that Ted would do that.
I don't think it does either.
I mean, he's not going to pay an outrageous amount for a coach when he knows his team isn't good enough to make the playoffs.
Right.
He's on the brink. All right, different story, like you said.
I think Keefe is the guy that takes the bullets for the next season and a half to two seasons, and then you're going to see somebody else come in and take his spot. Right. I would assume.
Right.
Right.
I can see that too.
I mean,
that's my best guess. That's looking in my Wizards crystal ball.
How many games did the Wiz win this year?
They were like at... Was it 19 or 20?
Wow. They did go.
I'll double check.
They went under the number, right?
Yes, they went under the number.
I remember when we said the number.
It was 18, actually.
A certain member of the staff
raised
his eyebrows when we said we thought we should go over. Like before the season started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had the second worst record in the league, just behind Utah.
Yeah.
17 wins.
Damn.
High-profile coach not coming to the Wizards this offseason.
There's 0% chance he would take that. There's There's nobody of any note that would take that. Like, would you like a Jay Wright or somebody like that? Like, there's just no way. Like, there'd be coaches that would want to coach in the NBA.
By the way,
but nobody like that.
Drabby, I think several people have mentioned that Thibodeau could use the services of one Dr. Burka.
Oh yeah,
he needs some help.
Well, he's been like
showing pictures. Did you see online?
He needs a lot of help.
When he was a young assistant, he had what do they call that? He had a mullet. He had a mullet. He had a good head of hair.
You lose it as you get
it
older.
It happens.
Well, there's just a lot of good NBA coaches this offseason. Mm-hmm. Usually, you don't see this, and so
go through the names.
Well, you have Tibbs. You have Mike Malone. You know, those are guys that are going to ride you harder. But the Wizards are focused on defense, right? They want to build player development and defense. Well, there's no better person at that than Mike Malone, in my opinion. I mean, he took a Nugget squad that didn't have any stars really at the time and developed them, and they became a great franchise with everybody knowing their role, excellent defensively. All right, you want to throw Tibbs out because, you know, he's probably he's a win-now guy. You have Taylor Jenkins, who was fired from the Grizzlies. Kind of like stunned everybody. You have Mike Brown, who the Kings fired, who's a two-time NBA Coach of the Year, fantastic at player development. I just don't know. I'm not saying Brian Keefe is a bad coach. We just don't really know.
We don't know what his strengths and weaknesses
are. We know the other guys are pretty good, and they've had success.
Right. But
you
remember,
have to hit on player development right now.
Like, right, but they think he's doing a great job at player development. He wasn't hired to win games.
That's what they say.
No, I think they've said it from day one. And like behind the scenes, when you talk to him, he was not hired to come in here and try to eke out 35 wins. He was hired to develop the players. And I would say the young players look like they're developing.
The young players in their first year.
Maybe Bilal isn't at that level that you hoped, but he's still developing. Sar had a pretty darn good
year. Developing fast enough? He went from 8 points a game to 12 points a game.
Yeah, I mean,
that shooting percentage went down.
Maybe that's why I pointed out.
3-point percentage went down.
Maybe you would like to see a little bit more, but is that Keith? I don't know. Or is that Bilal? Sar developed.
My guy.
Bob developed. George developed.
Yeah. 8-12 isn't terrible, by the way, from year one to year two. So if year three he goes 12 to 15 or 16 and adds some of his other numbers.
He could be on an Otto Porter trajectory.
That's still my guy. Still waving that French flag over here.
They're still 21 wins away from the play, the play-in tournament.
Yeah, it's a long ways off.
They're a long ways to go. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we don't know what, like I said, we don't know what Keefe's strengths and weaknesses are really because he's limited on basically what he's working with. If they added some, you know, big pieces via free agency, all right, different story. But I just don't see them going after a big-name coach if they don't have the pieces yet.
If you want to chime in, you can give us a call at 1-800-636-1067. Should the Wizards consider moving on from Brian Keefe for one of these big-name head coaches that are available? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.